Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of, what's our show called? Jake and Drew.
Jake and Drew.
Welcome, everybody.
Notice how Jake's first.
I apologize for how loud that was. Jake and I's headphones are both on, like, one quarter of the way up, and you just turn on full blast.
Well, the sound is very low.
Somebody just got in a car accident. Probably. If you were driving,
the sound is very low, so low.
They're going to, like, these people who died just driving listening to our podcast are going to be told by the police. Their families are going to be told by the police, just tell me what he was listening to when he died.
Jake and
some
Drew.
Idiots. I think he was listening to P-Pals or some weird
Patty Mills Butt, something like that.
Some weird podcast. Is that what you named the last one?
No, I think I'm going to change it to that, though. I think it's a better name.
Not enough clickbait.
Not enough clicks. Not enough clickbait. Andrew, how's your day?
It's great.
See how I flipped it there? You usually ask how my day is, but...
You think you're special for asking someone how their day is?
How's your day?
It's great. I was networking all day long. That's why I'm dressed so nicely. But also because
that is for those of you who don't know what networking is, that is code for talking or booling around. But they just use a professional name to make it sound professional.
I like how you use the word booling around, a way more obscure phrase to describe a very mainstream. Fun,
messing around, having fun, talking to people and wasting time. That's what networking is to the lame man.
Thanks, Charlie. I was networking today. I was at the STEM fair, a bunch of nerds, but it was a lot of fun. I was able to talk to a lot of companies. I got two interviews out of it. How crazy is that? People looked at me and they're like, I don't know what it is about you, but I want some of that. I want some of that. What are you willing to do for this job? So, yeah.
Sonny, you can play ball. Let me tell you that.
So, yeah, it was great.
We got to start talking like those 50s.
Here comes old Curly to the mound. Oh. He's the greatest athlete alive, they say.
Yeah, that's how we should do this. There's not enough podcasts like that.
Yeah.
And we need to differentiate ourselves from the pack.
Well, I can't really do that voice, so maybe I do a different voice and you do that voice.
I'm really afraid what voice you're going to try, but... Well, okay.
Isma.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Hey,
than...
Peter.
Wow. Is he here now? No, that was me.
Isn't that the guy from the Soaring video at Disneyland?
I'm going to take you on California Soaring.
No reaction.
If you can't tell, I think Jake's winging it today.
I'm winging it.
You're winging it?
We're all... I have no script.
Whoa.
Off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that, Jake, you told me you have some weekend plans?
I got some weekend plans. Drew, sorry.
Just outed me.
Drew is out of the loop on this.
I get a lot of, I don't want you to cut you off, but you know the Office episode where Andy starts going by Drew? And he's like, I go by Drew now.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to call you that. He's like, okay, it's Drew. I'm not going to call you that.
Yeah.
I've gotten people to start doing that with me. They're like, am I supposed to call you Drew now? Because I'm not going to call you Drew. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't really ask you to call me Drew. I was like, your podcast kind of seems like it's forcing it on us. It's like, I don't think it's forcing anything on anyone. He's like, And then they're like, that's why I don't listen. I'm like, that's why you don't listen to the podcast.
Don't like the name. Can't get behind it.
Hey, I respect
everything's behind a name, you know.
What's in a name?
What's in a name? That's a good
Tell
question.
Tell me what you're doing with your weekend.
My weekend, maybe I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Let's add some background music, shall we?
Everyone loves it.
What is Jake doing this weekend? What is he doing this weekend? Oh, yeah. He's doing something fun this weekend. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to spin around in my chair because Jake's doing something fun.
Please don't spin your chair.
That's a new soundbite. I like that one. I'm gonna use that one all the time.
If you
can
repeat exactly what you just said, word for word, next podcast, I'll give you $100. I'll give you $1 million.
Pass.
Because there's no way.
This weekend, I'll give you a hint. I may just be bringing sexy back.
Okay. Sounds like you're going to a Justin Timberlake.
I'm gonna
concert.
Look in the mirror before I go.
Michael Jackson, maybe still no, Justin Timberlake. I think I was on the right one before.
I'm gonna rock. Oh wait,
Okay, we know you're talking about Justin Timberlake.
What's the Rock? Rock My Body?
Rock Your Body?
Rock Your Body. I'm going to rock your body, Drew.
Hopefully not my body.
Yes, I'm going to a Justin Timberlake concert.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where?
Salt Lake.
Oh, that's right. He's performing in Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. How? How'd you swing that?
Sales.
Wow. They answered everything.
Answer.
I can't wait until you bail on these people at the last second. It's like, actually, I don't want to do it. Appreciate the courtside seats and the Justin Timberlake.
Appreciate it.
That's so funny. I wonder what the demographic of a Justin Timberlake concert is.
Probably hot girls.
I can't think of
guys.
Any guys or girls that are like, oh, yeah, Justin Timberlake, he's my guy. But I love Justin Timberlake.
I feel like that would be an awesome concert. The only one that beats it probably is Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift. I'm all out. Justin Bieber.
Yeah, second best Justin to go to a concert for. That's yes. Awesome. Good for you.
Is it better than CeeLo Green? Or what's their names?
Black Eyed Peas?
No, the band that I was thinking about going to beginning of the year.
Hozier?
Yeah, is he better than Hozier?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Different taste. I mean, it's like if that's your thing, but no, I think this is a good use. Wait, what night is this? Saturday?
Saturday night.
Okay. I thought you were going to miss our date. Jake and I are going on a date on Friday night.
Yes, we are.
Very late. I'm having a busy Friday. I'm hoping I have an interview, and then I'm going to go to, I think, the women's gymnastics meet versus Utah. I'm trying to be a better sports broadcaster for BYU, try to expand my knowledge.
And,
yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go to the gymnastics thing if my wife will go with me. Mm. And then after that, at the early hour of 10 p.m.
You're weird for that.
I'm weird for going to the gymnastics?
Yes.
Game? Why am I weird for that?
I think it's weird.
Supporting women's sports? That sounds kind of sexist of you to not agree with.
Well, I don't know.
If you're a female and listening to this podcast, first...
That's not the point. I just think it's weird to watch women's sports like gymnastics.
It's weird that you would probably feel comfortable watching wrestling.
I would. I feel very comfortable with that.
Which is very strange.
I love it.
I never felt comfortable watching wrestling. Hmm. No, you don't like supporting? You don't watch the Olympics? Simone Biles?
Well, that's the problem I have. I know Dad, he's a big Olympics gymnast fan. I said that wrong. It's his favorite event is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And I think that's weird. I think there's way better events.
Are we having this discussion now? What's the best Olympic event?
Yes, Mount Rushmore.
I didn't know we got into this. Okay. Podium?
Oh, are we doing a podium? Okay,
no,
podium.
No, we're not. Yeah, you might say I'm weird. You might say I'm messed up. You could say all these things, and they're all true. This isn't the hype music I was hoping for.
Are they true? You know, you could sing along sometimes.
I don't know what the words are.
All right. Well, sweet. Should we talk some football?
This is a tough episode for everyone listening. I'm not going to lie. This is a tough episode.
I think they enjoy my singing. That's
and then on Saturday night, while Jake's listening to Justin Timberlake, I think I'm going to the BYU basketball game.
Oh, wow.
They're playing Cincy. I think it should be a win, but at this point, I don't think BYU ever has
never
a guaranteed win. So
be sure.
We lost to Utah. I remember watching that game live. Great game, but we obviously choked at the end. It's kind of a bummer. Actually, it was, yeah, tragic. Mm. But I will say, I don't want to complain about fouls because that's what a Utah fan would do at the end of a BYU football game. But 32 fouls to 10 fouls is kind of surprising.
It is. Tough. Good thing I'm not a BYU fan.
That's all I have to say about it. What? Okay, well, talk to us about some football, Jake. Take us through this past weekend.
This past weekend, we had some games. My Super Bowl champ.
Oh, no. What happened?
They lost.
Were you wrong 2 weeks in a row?
No, I was also right 2 weeks in a row because the Eagles won, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I would love
and
it.
And I predicted that.
Because every team you predict to win, cursed. Steelers, first-round exit. Bills, and it's funny because obviously one of those teams had to lose. Your Ravens and Steelers. You didn't really think of that over very well. You were like, oh, yeah, the Steelers are going to make it to the AFC Championship and the Ravens are going to go to the Super Bowl. Doesn't really make sense, Jake. They played each other in the first round.
I know. That was before the season. Some unlucky things
I guess you weren't expecting
happened.
That the Pittsburgh Steelers would end on a winning
in
two
my,
of their
in
last
my opinion,
seven games.
That was the AFC Championship game.
Yikes. That was a terrible AFC Championship game. We're about to get fed this weekend on a great AFC Championship game. Which
you
also,
think so?
I'm inviting you over as of this moment, we're going to go over to Elise's cousin's house to watch the game.
Oh.
But the problem is he's a Chiefs fan, so you can't be
I'm
going to
be a Bills fan.
You can't be a jerk about
yes,
it.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
I'm going to be like.
That's for the Bills?
Yeah, wait.
Team of Destiny. Team of Destiny.
That's the Bills right
That's
now.
That's the best soundbite ever. Okay. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Good for me.
We're yeah, we'll watch that one. We'll live stream it too. On top of that.
Okay. And then is there food?
Yeah, there'll be food.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, that was what was bringing you in?
Yes.
Commanders versus Eagles too. Let's hear what your Super Bowl is now. I'm guessing Eagles and I'm guessing Bills.
You would be correct. Eagles, Bills.
Kind of a lame.
I could see an Eagles Chiefs rematch.
I think the Eagles are too good on the run to lose to Washington. But Jaden Daniels is that guy. I remember watching Jaden Daniels play BYU at BYU when he played for ASU still and did not look like anything special. And then these last 2 years has been arguably like the best rookie sensation.
Can you root for Jaden Daniels though?
I was going to ask you that question. It's kind of a weird cheering thing because you're like, he left us and all the guys were jerks to him when he left. And he was
kind of
like.
He was kind of a jerk to us too though.
Yeah. But I think I can root for him. We kind of. I think that every place you go, you grow, right? Unless you are getting worse. I think he was growing at ASU. I think ASU really prepared him for LSU. So I would say I do cheer for Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels.
Here's my opinion. I am personally not a fan. I'm not rooting against him, but I'm not rooting for him either. I think what he did to ASU was disrespectful. But in his defense, we did not have a great coach. We did not have a great organization.
True.
So I can't blame him there. But at the same time, I don't respect him.
Here's the thing.
Okay. If he starts winning some Super Bowls, then I will claim him as a Sun Devil.
If he starts winning some Super Bowls,
then I'll claim him as a Sun Devil.
Yeah, that's literally how anybody gets claimed. Is
it's like James Harden. No one was claiming him until he started winning some MVPs, and they're like, "Yeah, he went to ASU.
He guard you. Yeah,
yeah, big ASU guy."
I like Jaden Daniels because he's the same size and shape and weight as me, and he's in the NFL. So
I would say he's the same shape.
He's
lengthy. He's got a long wingspan.
But he's 6'1".
He's got no tone.
I bet he weighs 205 pounds now. But when he was in college.
No way.
When he was in college, I kid you not, he weighed the exact same amount of weight as me. He was like 175, 6 feet tall, 6'1". And I was like, I could make the NFL. If Jaden Daniels at 6'1", 175 could make the.
Holy crap.
How much does he weigh? 205
he's
now?
210.
210. And he put on a lot of weight for the NFL. And how tall? 6'1"? I bet they list him as 6'2", just so they give him an extra inch. But
He's 6'4".
No way.
He's 6'4".
That can't be right. Let me see this.
Listed at 175 previously at Arizona. Yeah, no, he's 6'4".
Okay, riddle me this. It says 6'3" in ASU's thing. I guess he grew. And usually they always round up. So now they're rounding up 2 inches.
95 kilograms.
But in this weight,
what's the conversion for that?
185 for ASU.
Wow.
This is his sophomore year, too. No, junior year. This is his junior year. 6'3", 185. That's crazy.
Put on some pounds. Maybe it's all in the wrong spot. Maybe he's like a bird. His belly's fat.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone was thinking. Man, he was really good. Anyways, that's not what we came to talk about. Super Bowl champ, are you taking the Eagles? I swear.
I don't know.
We're going to wait. The very first podcast of the year, I said the Bills were going to win the Super Bowl. And now you're like, oh, yeah, maybe the Bills will go to the Super Bowl.
We're going to wait until we see what happens in the Super Bowl. Right now, I got the Eagles. But if it's Eagles-Bills, then we have a hard conversation ahead of us. We got a hard conversation.
If the Chiefs made it, it would be?
It would be Eagles.
That's crazy.
The thing is, in the back of my head, though, I really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's just basic. I'm not doing that.
The more we're wrong, the more we're right, right?
I get. Yeah. Okay. Sounds right. So, should we call someone up?
Oh, just like that?
Yeah.
What about Tasty Tex?
Let's do it. Tasty Tex. Okay, your Tasty Tex comes from Grandma.
Oh my God.
Grandma Gardenier.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome. It's not what you would expect, but
you don't.
Here's what Grandma said.
Okay,
she said, hey, Grant. No, I'm not going to talk like that. She said, I gave your phone number to a girl named Julia Black.
Oh, my. Oh,
I just dropped so hard right there. I use the different
We changed the person's name, of course. Yes,
of course, we changed the person's name. I didn't read it straight from the text. That'd be idiotic. They used to live next door to us and are great friends of ours. They came by to visit me last night. Her family lives in Provo, but she is at BYU in an apartment. I told her you would be somebody fun to hang out with sometime. We took a picture together, but I don't have a copy yet. My question is Grandma the best wingman of all time?
Probably. Grandmas know. Just in general. Like, they know who you're meant for.
Grandma knows.
She knew who I was meant for, which is kind of crazy.
She did?
She did.
How?
Well,
do tell.
I don't want to get too
in song form.
No, we're not in song form.
Okay, fine.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
I met Elise on my mission. I kissed her there.
Okay. I think what happened is Grandma did she invited Elise to come down to Arizona. We were going to go to Arizona anyways for like Martin Luther King weekend 3 years ago.
Great way to celebrate.
But then she was like, she invited Elise. I think Elise might hold the record as the first. Don't tell Emma Rogers this. Emma Gardner. She has her last name changed. Mm. Actually, no, it is still Emma Rogers, I think. Elise was invited to San Diego before we were engaged. Before we were dating for like 3 months at this time, maybe like four. And she was like, Elise, why don't you come to San Diego? And I was like, it's kind of presumptuous of you to invite her grandma, but it worked out. So
grandma, no.
So how awkward would it been if we broke up the next week and then Elise shows up to?
Well, I don't think she would have went.
Elise went to San Diego. That's weird. So anyways.
Well, here's where things get interesting. I text grandma back. And I say, Grandma, you're the best wingman ever! Exclamation mark, laughing face. I'm just kidding, LOL. But thanks. I'll make sure to hang out with her if she reaches out.
If she reaches out.
Well, I don't have her info.
Oh, okay.
But I said that. Grandma didn't respond.
Oh, okay.
I've noticed that a lot with this side of the family. I have a grievance. Can I air a grievance?
Sure. You realize that most of our listeners are this side of the family.
Yes, I know. The Gardner side of the family, you guys suck.
Jake.
You guys suck. Here's my opinion.
That's not a grievance. You just.
Well, I love grandma. I was joking about grandma. Grandma's fine. But the rest of you don't have a pass. The rest of you are on your phone. I've seen it when we're at San Diego. You're on your phone. And I send something to the group chat. No one thinks it's funny. I thought I sent a pretty funny text today. No one reacts to my text. What's up with that?
You said Jake.
Yes, because that's what the.
I can guarantee that everyone else of that. Fine. Are you happy?
Well, I don't chat a lot on the chat, but I would like a little respect. Maybe thank you for laughing at my chat.
Maybe that's why nobody gives you no respect, is because you're not reacting to other things. I don't know.
No, I do. Everyone, this is what I don't get. Everyone, Daniel reacted ha ha to Kenna's comment, which was almost identical to mine.
Okay. Don't reveal what was in the chat, because I don't know if this is public knowledge.
Okay, I won't reveal it.
This is a safe chat. We don't reveal what's outside the chat.
Safe chat. I mean, Elise reacted to Dad's text. That was basically the same as mine.
His was funnier, though.
No, it wasn't. I started this. I started the joke.
That's true.
I was on it as fast as possible. No one reacted to my text.
Maybe people don't like you.
You think that's it?
Maybe that's it. Anyways. Yeah. Okay. Well, so now you just hate the Gardeners because they don't laugh at you.
Yes.
They don't think you're funny.
They don't think I'm funny. I try my best. I prepare some jokes from time to time.
Work on your material. Hey,
okay.
It's not easy. There's a high level of comedic. Have you seen Eric and Jeff? Yep. It's high levels of comedic.
And Steve?
If you can't see me.
We're excluding Brian.
If you can see me, I'm holding my hand to the ground as where the comedic level is.
Very low. Very low.
Yeah, we should rank the brothers of who's the funniest. We should get categories and rank the brothers. This sounds like a wholesome activity.
Oh,
we
yes.
Should rank them like...
On funniness?
Like the ability to run a marathon, funniness. Maybe we do one that everyone will win at one point.
Okay.
needs glasses the most. Highest blood pressure. Maybe that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, here's what's funny about it. I tell a lot of jokes, and I tell jokes at the reunion or something. Like, we're all hanging out together, and I'll tell like a joke. And no one will laugh. And then I swear dad or someone else will steal my joke like 5 seconds later and say it. Everyone laughs at it. I'm just standing there like, are you guys serious right now?
I wish I was high on pot noose. I love how we changed Tasty Text from you totally revealing that girl's name to let's raid the gardeners and make fun of them.
Well, yes, that was Tasty Text. All right, sweet. Andrew, do you have any news for me?
I think the news is this might be the last episode. Oh, well, before I share some news and share just another text we got, it is kind of a tasty text. Do I have a tasty text segment?
Tasty text.
Also, we're playing broomball this Friday, right?
We are.
Any gardeners who want to join us, 10 p.m.
Guess who might be joining us?
No way.
Not a gardener. An Alexander. Avery.
Taft? Oh. I was like, Taft is running with us? Do you know what broomball is? Can you explain broomball? I've never been, actually.
Broomball is an American sport where you invented in the 2000s by Broom Groom. Okay. Okay, I actually don't know if that's true. Okay. But broomball, you have a paddle, and you go on the ice rink, and you have no skates. You're just on your shoes.
Barefoot.
Well, I mean, if you choose to.
No clothes. It's like the Olympics.
No clothes, no pants, no problem. Broomball. No, we have no. You have shoes on, and you're running around.
Hey, stop high sticking over there. Come on. What are you doing?
That was crazy statement. Keep going. And you have sticks, and there's a soccer ball, and there's two goals.
I was talking about the sticks.
No, you weren't. Okay, then you hit it into the goal with the sticks.
So you're running around on the ice.
It's like hockey, but without the skates.
That's crazy.
And people are slipping all over the place.
No pads, no helmets.
I mean, you can wear a helmet, but people will judge you immensely.
Oh, okay.
There's always that one kid who wears a helmet, and you're like, this guy tries too hard.
Is it bad that I really want to at least wear a helmet? Not because I think she'll hurt herself, but like.
I think you should.
I think she might hurt herself.
I think it'd be funny if she did.
Maybe we'll get her a helmet. I don't know if I have one.
It is okay. Fun.
The tasty text that I have, this one comes from...
Tasty text. Okay.
This one comes from Brady Tavish, Montana, University of Montana insider.
Oh.
I think he listened to the last episode.
Oh,
he said,
dear.
I'll take a $20 Venmo for that defamation on the podcast. I'm supposed to be a salaried employee. The funniest part of this is I got this yesterday night and I didn't respond to it yet. It's been like 24 hours. But... I think he's talking about the Sam Darnold talk. He's not a big fan that he's a salaried employee of the Jake and Drew Association, and we're just slandering his name all the time.
Hey, the thing that I'll say to that is Sam Darnold and his Vikings played absolutely one more game than the Cardinals.
That's a good point.
They played one more game. Congrats.
The Cardinals in 2025, 1-0. Do we win the last
1-0?
1-0. Vikings in 2025? 0-1.
0-2.
0-2.
Lost the Lions.
Oh, yeah. Anything you'd like to say to Brady? Here's a picture for reference.
Oh, dear. Brady.
It's when he smashed his face.
Looking at your smashed face right now, and you think I would feel sympathy, but I do not. I feel no sympathy toward you. Sam Darnold. He can play in the regular season, but so can Lamar Jackson.
I think that you have
so can Max Hall.
I think
nothing
Sam,
special.
Sam Darnold is the Kyler Murrays of Max Halls. Wait, do you say of who? Of he's like Sam Bradford. Yeah, you got Sam Bradford. That's good.
Yeah.
What was
start
I going
to start? JJ.
I was going to touch on something before we move on. I think it had to do with broomball.
Broomball.
It's gonna hurt me not knowing what I was gonna talk about. Okay, we'll circle back. We'll circle back.
Do we want to call up?
Oh, I know what I was gonna say.
Okay.
I gotta show you a gruesome picture. Actually, I shouldn't post this. I'm on an intramural basketball team. Mm-hmm. I got invited by some friends. Hopefully, depending on Jake's commitment level, hopefully Jake can be on the team here pretty soon.
Oh.
Are you already on a team?
No.
Okay. Hopefully you can be on it. It's through a few buddies of mine. One of the buddies, who I won't name, we'll call him... Actually, I don't know what we're going to call him. He broke his ankle last night at the
game. Why are you going to show me this?
Watch this. I took a video of it.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't take a video. That would have been so nasty. But I was the first responder. Literally the first responder. He goes up for a rebound. I feel bad talking about it like this, but he's an awesome dude, so he's a champ. And I think he's actually going to be okay. I think it's not as bad as we thought. But he,
I am a special analysis on broken ankles, and I can confirm that if you are strong, you can get through it.
Okay, tell me what you see here then from this broken ankle.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is horrendous.
I saw it, and I was like, well, the crazy part is he goes up for the rebound. This is like, he's a big guy. He plays, what's it called? He's a D1 athlete of a, I think, at rugby at BYU. Mm. So he's a big boy, but he's like a strong guy. He goes up for a rebound. We're kind of playing with guys who don't really know how to play basketball. Like, they're all right, but they look kind of uncoordinated. Goes up with this guy. This guy kind of gets into him. He comes back down, kind of he rolls his ankle really bad, and he goes directly to the ground, and he's in a lot of pain. Like, he's wincing already. I am standing right there, and I see these down. We get the rebound. We start going off, and I just decide to stay back because I'm like, I'll help him up off the ground. So I go to grab his hand and, like, see if he's all right. He doesn't, like, try to get up at all, so I know he's not going to get back up. I thought he pulled, like, his hammy or he got a cramp or something like that. He's like, oh, no, I can't get up. And I'm, like, holding his hand, and I look down at the leg, and I showed the picture to Jake. His ankle is pointed the wrong direction. Like, it is completely dislocated. It was nasty. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're not gonna stand up. That's okay. So, anyways, we waited there until I think the ambulance came. We got him out on a stretcher, but then I don't think he used the ambulance because he's like, I don't want to have to pay for an ambulance ride that's like 10 minutes, but or 5 minutes. But yeah, it was pretty gruesome. But I was the first responder. The tough part was I was holding his hand while like he was going through the pain, so I could like feel how hard he was squeezing it, so I could know how much pain he was in. But then once the medics came, they were like, "What kind of is your pain level right now? Scale of 1 to 10." I was like, "Oh, he's gonna say like a 9 or a 10, like something crazy." He's like, "Like a 7," and I was like, "Either he's lying or he's crazy, because that was 7. Insane." Yeah, you want to see some more pictures?
No, I'm good. I'm good. That.
Let's move on to.
I've been thinking
Jake
about that ever since you showed me. Should we call up Sam?
Yeah.
Do we have a Sammy story today?
Sammy story. Oh, Sammy. You're asking me if we have a
yes,
Sammy
story? Yes, do we have a Sammy story?
Sam lives a very uninteresting life.
Well, we'll call him up and just have some fun with
we
this guy.
We had some recent stories with Sam over Christmas break. Remember when he tried to jump over the snowman?
Yeah, funny.
Classic Sam.
Hopefully this works. I don't hear it dialing.
It is
dialing.
5:30. I bet he's got basketball practice.
Do you hear it dialing?
I don't hear anything. While Jake's doing that, I'll prove that I can fill time while Jake can't.
Hello, Sam?
Goodbye.
I heard that part.
Oh.
I think it was connected.
Okay.
I'm actually really looking forward to this weekend, the week ahead. I think we're going to do the pod next week as well, too. But I'm stoked. I'm super excited. This is going to be a great weekend of football.
Life is good.
I'm trying to think if there's any storylines to keep our eyes open for this weekend as far as storyline goes. We didn't really address the fact that you – oh, no, we did talk about how the Ravens lost and that you went 0-2 on that. I feel like you were – oh, no, sorry. Oh, I was just going to bring up that Jimmy Butler got suspended from the team again.
Oh.
So, trouble in paradise? Yes. Phoenix Suns?
Miami.
I don't know who we're going to trade to get him. We did trade with the Jazz. A lot of picks. I think we're going to send him that way to get Jimmy. But you never know. Never know.
Dang. I hate to interrupt you, but we're getting a call from Sam.
Oh, good.
Sam, are you there? Sam. I think I'm going to have to turn it on speaker. Sam, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Sam, what is up?
What do you mean?
You're on the episode of Jake and Drew right now.
Hey, nice.
I feel like Sam should just realize we don't call him unless it's for this show. He always answers the phone like, hey, Jake, what's going on? Like, we're friends again? And then he's like, no, we're just using you for material for the podcast.
That's exactly what happened. Sam, what are you doing right now?
I'm walking to practice.
Oh.
You're walking?
Walking?
It's like 10 miles.
Yeah.
Where are you walking from?
The Big Sky parking lot.
Oh, okay. Oh,
nice. Right on, man.
Nice. How's your day been?
It's been pretty good.
You called him and you didn't realize what we were going to talk about with Sam.
Well, I just like calling Sam.
I was like, this is going to be great.
Sam, we have a question for you.
Yeah.
So,
what is your biggest fear?
That's a tough question. I'd probably say skiing.
Skiing. Oh, that's a great story.
Welcome to Sammy Stories.
Welcome to Sammy Stories. Do you want to tell this one, Andrew?
Yeah, there was a time when Sam was skiing. Actually, I don't remember the one where the French guy was pieced at Sam, but I do remember the time when Sam was trying to catch up with me, Mom, and Jake down the hill, and he couldn't he couldn't turn the French fries into pizza. And he just absolutely just, like, ripped down the hill and then just ankles overhead, just like a snowball down the mountain. It was so bad. And then he gets to the bottom of the mountain, and he just goes, ah!
Well, I just remember sledding – skiing down the hill, and Sam comes like he comes behind us with this skier who's carrying him behind him on a sled. Sam just gives us a nod and keeps going. Sam, can you explain that story a little better for us?
What story? The skiing one?
Yeah.
I got hurt. I like ran to a tree or something. And I got hurt, so I had to
hurt in quotations.
He ran to a tree?
I had to get assistance.
They had to bring the stretcher down?
I did.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Sam, it was great having you on the show. It's always a pleasure.
We'll have you in person next time.
Okay.
All right. Have a good practice.
Godspeed, Sam.
Thanks. You too.
Wow, Sammy's stories is really getting watered down.
Well, it doesn't help when you don't have anything you were going to ask him about initially.
Yeah.
I have one last thing before we wrap up the pod today.
Let's hear it.
This has been the best pod yet. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. This one's going to win the awards.
I think it's the singing.
I don't think it was that. Don't put your finger there. Okay. How did you spend your weekend, Jake? Your 3-day weekend.
3-day weekend.
This should have been what we talked about at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh yeah,
I thought we'd close with it. Kind of keep the people on their toes.
Keep them guessing. This past weekend was good. I went Klondiking.
Don't know that. With the ice? No, that's not ice block.
You go into the middle of the woods and you just camp in the snow.
Oh, okay.
And it sucks.
It's not what you do for a Klondike bar.
Yeah, but I didn't spend the night. I went up to a cabin, and I actually dipped there too. I didn't like the vibes there.
Murder vibes?
Well, no, I got there and all of them were playing hide and seek.
Yeah, that's not
so I didn't want to stay. And then I go up to get my bag from the room that I laid it in. And there's a bunch of guys in there. And they're like, oh, you can't come in, dude. We're naked. And I look at them up and down because they're definitely not naked. And the guy's like, oh, my gosh, this guy's looking at me. He's gay. He's looking at me naked. And then I'm like, I want to leave. And so I left. That was my weekend.
Hey, good job. You know, they either think one thing, they think, actually, we're not that cool. Or they think, man, we just outed this guy out of the closet. He's never going to talk to us ever again. We're homophobic towards this guy.
Yes. My friend was really mad at me. But once I told him that I was bullied, raped, and assaulted, he came to my fence.
Jake? Oh, okay, never mind. I was looking at the mic thing, and I realized, I don't think my mic's been on this whole time. But never mind. It's been on. That was what you did for your 3-day weekend?
What did you do for your 3-day weekend?
I spent my time in the library reading the works of Martin Luther King and just dedicating my day to him. It's what I think he would have wanted most. So, but your cabin thing sounds kind of cool too. So I guess that's.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Hey, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Martin Luther King.
Don't quote Martin Luther King.
That was actually John F. Kennedy. But hey,
you know I wasn't actually reading about it. I came home on Monday and I lived it.
Oh. No, I don't think you can say that. You went a little too far with it. I was like on the line. You went over.
Okay.
Hey, you know what he says?
I supported it.
You know what Martin Luther King says? Just keep dreaming.
I don't think that's what he said.
You're right. That was James the Mormon. I think as well. That was a different one.
You're quoting James the Mormon?
Maybe we'll get some.
I have a dream. That's what he said.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll know that dream.
So is that what you actually did?
No, I went to St. George and I hung out with friends.
Oh.
But because I guess I watched Interstellar.
Hmm.
That doesn't really have to do anything with Martin Luther King Day, but it was great.
I may get kicked off radio for this.
Let's end the show right there.
But I feel like I don't see any African Americans on Martin Luther King Day. I don't think I've ever seen one.
You know, I don't think you're going to cancel, but I think that the next words that one of us says will get us kicked off radio. I was about to say something, and I was like, I think I'll get in more trouble than Jake, because I'm like, maybe, I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like when you never see your neighbors taking the groceries.
That's not a common experience.
That is a have you ever seen your neighbors taking the groceries? Think
no,
about it.
No, I haven't.
Think about that.
I don't want to think
about
that.
We take in the groceries all the time, right?
Yeah, we do.
But we've never seen the neighbors do it.
Are they just not eating?
Maybe they're watching us.
Maybe.
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 We're the Truman Show.
Maybe I'm the Truman Show.
Maybe I'm the Truman Show.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
And happy Super Bowl Sunday. It's coming up here soon.
It is.
I'm stoked. It's
gonna
be
happy.
Okay. Well, I think this wasn't our worst podcast, but I don't think it was our best one. But that should be every podcast, right?
True. It's true. Jake and Drew signing off today. It's okay. Andrew.
This is so nice.
Sing it.
You gave me the hardest part.
Any day now.
Jake and Drew, we'll see you next week. Come on back onto your feet when you listen to Jake and Drew next week.
Oh, Jake and Drew, what? What?
Oh, I have one last thing to say.
Oh.
The cop that helped my friend who twisted his ankle, dislocated it, you'll never guess his name. Kind of reminded me of this music where it's
Martin Luther.
No. His name, it's initial on the, it's a first initial and a last name. So it's just, I don't know his first name. Maybe it was
L.O. Cool J.
Gordon or something like that. On his badge and on his chest, G-Funk.
G-Funk.
Coolest name I've ever seen.
G-Funk.
In my life.
That's sick.
I literally look at him, like my friend's getting checked out with his ankle, and I'm like, your name is G-Funk? And he's like, he was wearing aviators inside too. And he had a mustache and he's like,
that is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I was like, your name is G-Funk? I kid you not, this is literally what happened. I was like, your name is G-Funk? And he's like, pulls his glasses down a little bit and he's like, don't wear it out, home slice. Put his glasses.
That right did not on. Happen. That did not happen. Shut up. You almost had me. You almost had me going. Is there even a guy named G-Funk?
No, his name is G-Funk. I wouldn't have made that up.
Okay.
I went too far with the home slice part. But no, yeah, his name was G-Funk. The cop in Provo. Coolest guy in the world.
G-Funk. Keep your eyes out for a G-Funk in Provo.
He isn't too hard to find. You'll know him when you see him. He wears aviators indoors. That part was real. He did take his aviators off, though. It was pitch black outside. I don't know
why. Did he say anything? Like, cool? Like, did he take off his aviators, like, slowly and say, it's the ankle?
No.
Yeah, no dirt, G-Funk. It's twisted.
That's one funky ankle.
And then, like, in the background, this place?
Yeah, that's what.
It's a broken ankle.
Looks like
G-Funk.
Looks like school's at a session. Yeah, that's literally what he did.
Looks like there's going to be no more basketball for you. G-Funk is on the case. Dan, 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 dan.
Is that what he's going to do is now just like G-Funk intros for like a 70s crime show?
Yeah.
I would give anything to see what his partner is too as a cop.
Master J. G-Funk and Master J.
G-Funk, what are you doing here? There's a crime to be had and disco to be solved. Let's get down, baby. I mean, I was really disappointed he wasn't black. I think it would have been a lot cooler if he was.
That
would
have been cool. We've been using that. I'm going to stop talking.
White cops aren't cool. Nah.
No, not at all. G-Funk. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. This was a
I'm
great
so glad
episode.
I remember that. He was so cool. I was literally like, man, if I could turn out like G-Funk, life would be great.
Life would be good.
Well, thanks for listening and bearing through it with us. Mm-hmm. You're better than us for having done it. I won't probably be re-listening to this. So
I probably won't either. All right.
Godspeed to you.
Love you. Bye.